Scripture says that children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Psalm 127, verses 3 to 5. And when I read that, the first thing that came to my mind is that the men might be blessed if their quiver is full of them, but I'm not sure about the women if they have a lot of them, you know. There are days when you wonder, what have you got yourself into? I've got a slide that shows the difference between moms and dads, just so you can see. To mom, this is the questions asked to mom. Mom, I'm hungry. I'm cold. I'm hot. Can I have? Can I watch? Where are you? Can you ask dad? Can you help me? He hurt me. She hurt me. I want to go there. When are we? Why are we? Why can't we? Lots of questions. To dad, just one question. Where's mom? She's got it all figured out. Where's mom? Mother's Day is a tricky day. Like many other special days that we celebrate, for some, it brings wonderful memories. For others, it brings painful memories. And for some, there's the desire to be a mother. For others, it's a different story. And then there are the expectations that are placed on mothers, some of them being very unrealistic expectations. And of course, there's the long, long hours that they put in, the pressures that are placed upon them, for some, the added struggle of being a single mom, and don't forget the guilt. When things go wrong, as they sometimes do, we blame ourselves. We're good at that. We're good at blaming ourselves. In fact, the only thing worse than blaming ourselves is when others point the finger at us. And that happens all too often as well. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know how a mother does it. These are not just empty words. It is the truth that I honestly believe. Moms, you are amazing. And your life as mother is so much more challenging, I believe, today than it ever used to be. For one thing, you are multi-talented. You can do all things, many things, and I won't even try to list them all. But I did see a little Facebook picture earlier this week that showed the kids telling mom that she's going to have the day off, and they found some people to take her place. And there was a doctor, a nurse, a teacher. There's about 8 or 10 people, a cook, lined up across the front. I wish I had put it up, but some of you might have seen it. Of all the different jobs that mom will do. There's a whole host of functions that are involved in being mom. You are amazing. You really are. And then there's the sacrifices you make. You can forget about a nice quiet bath without interruption, especially. That's gone out the window. You can put away the fine china for about 25 years, just in time for the grandkids to come. So much for that. Uninterrupted reading time for personal pleasure? Not very often. How about a clean and orderly house? I don't know. I think the favorite is real adult conversation. There was a time when my wife had 4 children, I think 6 and under. You know, and by the time I came home at the end of the day, I think my wife was looking forward to something other than, you know, whatever toddlers and preschoolers have to say all day to them, you know. Real adult conversation. You make sacrifices. So this morning I want to encourage you moms and moms-to-be and grandmothers. And if you don't fit into any of these categories, don't tune me out just yet, because much of what I'm going to say really does apply to many people. except for the first point. The first point of my message is only for the women. And that is to celebrate your womanhood. You are a woman. Now, that might seem obvious to you, but today, you can't take anything for granted anymore, especially in the area of sexuality. There are men who want to become women, women who want to become men. There's a lot of confusion out there. But the reality is that in the beginning, God created mankind, male and female. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image." We talked about that last week. Why we are so important to him. We are made in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Two distinct sexes. If you are female, you are a woman, and you have the potential of being a mother. If you are a male, you are a man and have the potential of being a father. It should be pretty clear, but there's a lot of confusion these days. That doesn't mean that about roles. It doesn't mean that a father can't stay at home with his children or a mother can't go working outside the home, but it does mean that God created you as one or the other, and whatever God created you, you should celebrate that. Why? Because men and women are different. They are not interchangeable. Yes, they do a lot of similar tasks, but men are men and women are women. And it's not that one is better than the other. It's not that one is more valuable than the other. It's not that they are in a competition against one another. But it's simply to say that men and women are different. They have different strengths, both physically and relationally. They have different bodies. Oftentimes they have different ways of doing things. Ask anybody who's married. They'll tell you that. But it's not a competition. It's a cooperation. God made mankind male and female so that they can work well together. It's not that one is good and the other is bad, or one is good and the other is better. God in his wisdom has made mankind male and female, and the reality is that both are needed. And I just wanted to say that as a woman, you have unique gifts and abilities that men do not have. Celebrate your womanhood. Being born a woman is a gift from God to be cherished, to celebrate. It is good. Celebrate the fact that you are a woman. Secondly, I want to encourage you to understand your worth. I read a quote recently. It said, "Your worth is not founded on your education, career, relationship status, number of children, size of your genes, or your bank account. Your worth is found in Jesus." Now, that's true for all of us. But I think it's something that we need to remind the women especially, because so much of their worth is judged by the world, by external factors. Our world puts so much emphasis on outward appearance. Regrettably, men do too. We like to look good. And we should look our best. There's nothing wrong with that. But when appearance becomes the basis upon which we base our self-worth, something is wrong. We're buying into a lie. Likewise, when our job or our relationship or our physical features or our finances become the basis of our self-worth, again, something is drastically wrong. We listen to what the world says because it's all around us, rather than what God says. And we buy into a lie, into a wrong thinking, that our worth is based on how I look or what I have or a whole number of other things. And it becomes destructive to ourselves. Psalm 139, verse 13 says that God formed you. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Regardless of all the other factors, you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God Himself. The picture that the Word of God draws is of God knitting you, putting you together in your mother's womb. You know, last week we talked about how God breathed into man and he became a living being. And now what we're seeing in the scripture is that the children that are born of Adam and Eve are knit together by God. That God, in a sense, is even investing in putting that together. You are not some accident. You are not some mistake. You are not some whatever else. You are not flawed in how you have been made. God made you and created you wonderfully. What makes you beautiful, a lot of people like to be beautiful, right? Hey, beautiful, is what's inside you. And that's true. I could tell you that as a man, that what makes a woman beautiful is what's inside them. Proverbs 31, verse 30 says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." That's where true beauty comes. Is a relationship with God, is something within you that shines, that sparkles, that comes to life. And yes, sometimes the dreariness of life and children and diapers and late nights and sick children and running here and running there and having all kinds of appointments, it kind of tarnishes that sparkle once in a while. I understand that. I'm not suggesting that, you know, you need to be yay all the time by any stretch of the imagination. But we're not even talking about that. We're talking about something that comes from deep within you that is of God. Now, it's interesting. There's an interesting side point to this. And that is because your beauty, your real beauty, lies within you and not the externals, because of that, you can be free to be who you are. You don't need to imitate someone else. You don't need to be like someone else. There is no perfect parent. You won't always get it right. And that's okay. That's okay. Understand your worth. Far more precious than anything else. Who you are, what God has made you, deep inside, much more than all the external things that our world likes to focus on. So again, the first point being to celebrate your womanhood. And secondly, understand your worth. The world does not cherish it, but God does. And thirdly, my encouragement to you this morning is to protect your heart. And this really applies to everyone, not just women, moms, men as well, youth, children. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." You've heard the saying that somebody stole my heart. Somebody stole their heart. Well, sometimes we need to be careful that we guard our heart. In other words, we need to watch out for who or what we allow our hearts to be drawn to. I'm not suggesting you need to be paranoid about it, but we do need to be careful about who or what our hearts are allowing to penetrate and absorb and become one with. You know, what is it that grabs your attention? What is it that you long for? Or maybe who is it that you long for? Is it good? Is it really good? It could be a person. Who are they? Who are they really? It could be a hobby or a pastime. What are you putting in your heart? There are so many things out there that try to vie for a place in your heart. And Scripture says, protect that. Don't just let anything and everything become so important to you that it draws you away. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, Paul's writing to Timothy, and it's a sad statement. He says, he names a person, his name is Demas. He says, "Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica." Somebody needs to guard their heart so that the things of this world don't draw us away from God. In contrast, Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 33, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." And so I'd say whatever you allow to absorb into your heart will determine what directions you take. And so the Scripture is good and true when it says, guard your heart. Just be careful what you fall in love with. There are far too many distractions that would try to turn your attention away from the Lord. Scripture says in response to that, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." That's for all of us, women, men, youth, children. Protect your heart. Understand your worth. Cherish your womanhood. These are things that are not happening a whole lot in our world today. And as people of God, we need to encourage one another in this way. And that's really encouragement that I wanted to bring to you today. I've seen it reflected in my own mother. These are things that I seen in her. She cherished the fact that she was a woman. She certainly understood her worth, not in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of her God. And she was careful to protect her heart. And she was a woman of God because of it. And I want to encourage you, ladies, God has a special place for you. Don't let this world throw you off course from what God has for you. Let me pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord God, again, we come to you this day. And Lord, I do recognize just how many mixed messages there are in this world, oftentimes towards women. And I pray, Father God, that you would help the women in our congregation this morning to be women who celebrate the fact that you have made them female. Lord, that's a good thing. We thank you for that. I pray, Father God, that you'd help them to understand their worth is in you, Lord God, not in the outward things that the world puts so much emphasis upon. And Lord, we pray that you would help protect their hearts, Lord, that you would help them to guard their hearts, that they may live lives that are honoring and pleasing to you. And Father, we want to thank you for the sacrifice that the moms in particular have made and continue to make. And we ask your blessing and grace and wisdom and presence upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.